discussing a very fundamental machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. Here, the Mishnah tells us that in a case of a Beitza Shenolda machlokes Beisil Beishamai, and the Gemara immediately asks the question that B'mai Yaskinan, what exactly is the case? The Gemara says, if you'll tell me it's a Tarnagos, which is Omedus Lagadol Beitzim, how can that be? Matamayu the Beishamai, why would anyone argue that the Beitza can be used? What apparently do you see from the Gemara? Just, it seems obvious that what is true of the Tarnagolis is true of the Beitza. That Beitzasa Kamosa. And therefore, if it's Omenis Lagadol Beitzim, so therefore the Beitza clearly is Asura. Where indeed you see this is true, what's true of the animal is true of that which is derived from Hayotzim and Ha'osa. So that lechora is the sugyan chulin of samach dalit. The Gemara tells us if you look in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Aleph, the Torah tells us that bas hayana. Not only is the yana, the ostrich, forbidden, but anything that is yotze mena, even the egg. The egg is considered to be forbidden. So it's a posuk. The posuk tells me beitzasa kamosa. The same thing here is true as well. So therefore, the tarnagolas cannot be used because it's omenes lagadol beitzin. The same thing is true when it comes to the Beitza Islam. Okay? So the Ran, Aleph, Menaleph, and Dapi Arif, is bothered by the following. That does not seem to be true when you see two sugyas. One is very close, Beitza Daf Beis Amud Beis, and the other is a sugyan Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Dalet. Beitza Beis Amud Beis says the following. What exactly is the case? And the Gemara invokes Hachana Daram. We're talking about a case of Yantif Shechal Achar HaShabbos. You know what? If the leg is ate today on Sunday, which is Yantif, Neyes Mal Gamrala, it was formed on Shabbos, and that's a violation of Ein Shabbos Mechina LeYantif. And therefore, Beitzasa Asur. So, if that really is the case, Abai raises an obvious question. Okay, so let a Beitza be Asura in that case, when Yantif falls out on a Sunday. That's Achanet Daraba. But Shabbos Ba'alma Tishtari. And a typical Shabbos, why in the world should that be true? Wow. So you know what the Gemara answers? Stunning. You're right. That really is true. But you know what? Shabbos Ba'alma is a gzera mishum of a case of Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos and Yantif. Well, that's only a gzera drabanan. Me'ikar hadin, the problem is Yantif Shechal Achra Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos Ba'alma me'ikar hadin tishtari. It is only forbidden because of a gzera. So the Ran is bothered. What do you mean? What is the status of a tarnagolus when it comes to Shabbos? You'll tell me, look, it's a tarnagolus which is omedes la'achila. Good, omedes la'achila. But omedes la'achila on Shabbos? How in the world can you partake of this tarnagolus? Al yedei shchita? What do you mean? That is a case of muktza machmas iser. Muktza machmas iser shchita. Clearly the tarnagolus is off limits on a Shabbos ba'alma. And if the Gemara has already declared that Beitzasa Kamosa, that the Beitza is Negreres Achareha, so therefore, why do you have to come on to some type of Gzera? Whenever the Tarnagolis is forbidden, the Beitza is forbidden. So one case would be Tarnagolis Omedes L'Gabal Beitzim on Yantif. The other would be any Tarnagolis. Even if the Tarnagolis is Omedes L'Achila, that should be forbidden on Shabbos itself. So why do you have to come on to a case of Gzera? So in other words, Beis Amav seems to indicate Beitzasa Kamosa. Beis Amav Beis, the Ram points out, indicates that certainly is not true. Halachud, v'halachud. And the reason to forbid Shabbos Ba'alma is only because of Egzera. Well, that's the first kasha that the Ram raises. The second is the sugya in Shabbos Nafkuf Mem Dalet when it comes to Choli. The case of milking a cow. The Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Gimel Amav Beis, that Choli is forbidden on Shabbos. Cholev is Mishum Mefarek. Mefarek. What exactly is Mefarek? Tosu says, Shabbos Ayin Gimel Beis, Mefarek is a tolda of Dosh. How is that considered to be Dosh? Well, Dosh means that you are separating an Ochel and a Psoles. Typically, there's a Chibur of the husk and the grain. When you go ahead and you break that Chibur, that's what threshing is. And therefore, you know, you have back to Disha, and then the next step is, Miri writes, is the Bore, the Zora Marakeid, in order to go in and sort them out. But before you start sorting them out, you have to break the connection between the kernel and its husk, oh, that's considered to be an act of disha. Shadash can take on two different forms. One is that somehow extracting an olcho from a psoles, or another is a mashke from an ochel. Oh, and that's why srita. Srita is considered to be at times a toda of dash. That was the Tosus Beitza Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and that is srita can be one of two malachas, nafkaminas naraisa. Sometimes srita is a toda of dash, and sometimes srita is a toda of malabin. Always important to know. But typically, when you're extracting an item for use, you're squeezing a grape for the liquid, you're squeezing an olive for its oil, that is considered a problem of dash, a problem of dash. Okay? So the Gemara assumes, ooh, the same thing is true when it comes to chole v'rechem yishem mefarek. Tosa says that is dash. Is that somewhat of a chiddush? Yes. You know, the Gemara says, ein disha ella v'gdule karka. Ein disha ella v'gdule karka. Oh, so you know, Tosa writes that, well, a cow is called v'gdule karka. Because if chole v'rechem yishem dash, and ein disha ella v'gdule karka, so therefore you have to assume that a cow is considered to be v'gdule karka. A cow is gule karka. We'll discuss that a little bit later in the parak. Now, is that really true? The Gemara is explicit. A chilazon is not gule karka. To squeeze a chilazon to extract the secretion for the dye of the treles, the Chachamim say, ain disha ella gule karka. The Tosa says, don't be shocked. Fish do not live on land. They don't feed off of land. That's not called gule karka. But a cow, which lives on the ground, feeds off the ground, that is called gedule karka. So don't be so surprised that, you know what, milking can be chayiv mishum dash, because Tosa Sashita is that you should recognize that balei chayim are considered to be gedule karka. Okay, so now the Gemara is bothered, Shabbos, kuf mem dalet, if that really is true, how is it that you milk on Shabbos? And the Gemara says there are ways to go it into milk. Chole vadam eiz. How exactly is that done? Aren't you extracting liquid from a salad? So the Gemara says, you're right. You cannot go ahead and extract liquid from a salad. The only way it can be done is if you have a case of ochel in ochel. Ochel in ochel. So therefore, the Gemara says the Chiddush, that if you're talking about milking an animal, the tocha kedera, kedera means into a bucket of oats, that's good. You started out with ochel. You end up with ochel. The fact that for a few fleeting seconds was mashka, that is of no consequence. And therefore, ochel to ochel is not a problem of dosh. Good. But you know what? You cannot go and do so l'toch ha-ka'ara. But if you're going to get into milk, as you typically would do in an empty bucket, in such a case, that indeed would be a problem of choliv and Shabbos, which is a tolda of dosh. Okay? So Tosus is immediately bothered by the following. You know what? I understand Anyantiv, that's Tosus' discussion. Anyantiv, an animal is called Olchem. And the only potential problem of Dash is this is Mashke. So how do you avoid the Olchel to Mashke problem? You know what the answer is? You do it into a bucket of oats, it's Olchel into Olchel, and you're good to go. Ooh, but Tosus is bothered by the following. What about when it comes to Shabbos? If I ask you that what is the status of this cow on Shabbos? Ochel, ochel. Why do you consider it to be ochel? No, the cow cannot be used on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the behemah should be considered to be psoles. And therefore, the problem of milking a cow should be ochel mitoch hapsoles. And the problem of ochel mitoch hapsoles is not solved if you just simply go ahead and you milk into a bucket of oats. Ochel and ochel, yes, but it's ochel min hapsoles. That indeed should be a problem. That's the kasha that Tosus raises. Kuf mem dalet amud beis. So Rabbi Natam says the stunning chiddush. You're absolutely right that this whole eitzah that the Gemara gives, even though it's found in the Sechah Shabbos, is not on Shabbos. It's only true when it comes to Yantif. On Yantif, when the only disha problem is mashka mitocha ochel, that can be solved of kedera. That's true. However, if you're talking about Shabbos, it's a problem of ochel min hapsoles, and that indeed cannot be solved. Wow, cannot be solved, and therefore, you're milking a cow into a bucket of oats is not going to be mutter on Shabbos. Wow, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. You know, if you own cows, it's important to milk them regularly. Otherwise, the cow can be in distress. So you'll do it into a bucket of oats. You're not going to use that which is extracted, but that's not going to help on Shabbos. That's the finish of Rabbeinu Tam. So somehow to solve that problem, you have to come on to something else. Only on Yantif is that an Eitzik, but to go ahead and do so, Betoch HaKadeh. Good? Oh, but that's the kasha that the Ran raises. And the Ran is not willing to assume as Rabbeinu Tam Shita that that Sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet, is only referring to Yantif, and it's not referring to Shabbos. So therefore, the Ran has those two kashas. Now, the number one is that the stira between the Gemara, Beisim and Aleph, and Beisim and Beis, what is the status of a Beisim? And number two is, what about in the case of Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet? So the Ran begins by quoting the Chiddush of the Ramban. The Ran cites this here, Aleph, Nof, and Daf Eharif. The Ran cites this in Masechet Shabbos, in the Daf Erif and Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and then again on Samach Amud Beis, and the Rash Banar Sugya, Beis Amud Beis, cites the Shita of the Ramban, and the Ramban is found here in Masechet Beitza, in the Malchamas and Daf Yer Aleph Malaf and Daf Erif. So this is the first Shita, the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban writes the following. You know what? The starting point is that, you know what? Just as Hayotzi min atmeya is tmeya. You have a yana, which is an uf tamei. So in such a case, hayotzi min atmei is tamei. Hayotzi min behem atmeya tmeya. That certainly is true. You know what the starting point is? The same is true when it comes to muktzah. Hayotzi min hamuktzah muktzah. That's true. Something that derives from muktzah, enochinami. That is concerti muktzah. And that's beizim and aleph. No? If you have a tarnagolas which is set apart, it's omeres lagadon beitzim. And therefore, it is muktza, it is not min hamulchan, so therefore, beitzasa asura. Beitzasa asura. That's clear. And that is an extension. That's sigin chun, daf samach dalet. Just as it's true when it comes to imin tame, the same thing is true when it comes to muktza. So yes, that's true, that principle is correct. Hayotze min hamuktza muktza. Hayotze min hamuktza muktza. Okay, so that's true. What about beis lebeis? So Ud Ramban writes the following, that wait a second. Beizim and Beis, we're not talking about a tarnagolas which is set aside for non-use. Legadol Beitzim. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a tarnagolas which is Omedes Lachila. But you know what? There's an Isser Shita. So that's a Muktzah Machmas Isser. So the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. That Muktzah Machmas Isser was not my designation. I didn't designate it for non-use. There, what do you mean? The Isser is Bami Atzmo. The Torah says that it's forbidden, but I did not go ahead and designate it as that which is considered to be Muktzah. So that indeed is true, that you have something where there is an impediment. The Torah says that this is Aser. Oh, so very simply, if that impediment is in place, then you cannot do so. But if that impediment, that obstacle, that blockage is resolved in such a case, that's absolutely fine. So you know what? It's true. I have a tarnagolas which is omedes la'achima. My haktzah was not that this animal is off limits. It's just that, you know what? Somehow I have to avoid an isser of shchita. If I can avoid the isser of shchita, I'm good to go. Oh, so if the animal goes ahead, the bird, and lays an egg, and there's no Isser Shchita regarding the egg that it lays, I can go ahead and use that Beitza. Wow. And therefore, even though I'll assume when a person is Mekatze Biyadayim, that's true, Hayotze Min HaMuktze is Muktze, that does not apply to the case of Muktze Machmas Isser, where the Isser indeed will resolve itself. And that's exactly why the Gemara tells us that Shabbos Ba'alma Tishtari. And you know what the Gemara has to answer? You're right. That's only a gzera drabanan of the cases of Shabbos Yantif that indeed are back to back. Wow, that's something which is critically important. No? And isn't there a concept, though, of amigud is katzai? Then you know what? Oh, wait a second. If something had this status when Shabbos Yantif began, doesn't that maintain itself? Doesn't it maintain itself? We know that. No, from the sugya and Shabbos and Daf Mem Dalet and Shabbos and Daf Mem Hey. Know that you know what that we have a concept of a migud iskatzai. No, Moser Shem and Shavaner. Oh, so what's the Chiddush the Ramban? Yeah, you know when you apply the concept of migud iskatzai when it's a case where aktsinu beyadayim. Aktsinu beyadayim. I go ahead and I set something apart. What are examples of aktsinu beyadayim? Oh, one is a case of Moser Shem and Shavaner, where I set apart this nair for the purpose of hadlaka. Oh, that certainly is true. Or another case, oh, beitza beisam et aleph, a tarnagolas which is omeres lagadel beitzim, aktsinu biyadayim. But in a case where it wasn't aktsinu biyadayim, this is considered to be that which is omedes la'achila, then you don't assume the principle of migudis katzai. So two like incredible chedushim of the Ramban. Number one is just like hayotzim in ha'osar osa, hayotzim in ha'tameh tameh, hayotzim in ha'mukza mukza. Elamai, you don't assume that case unless you're mekatzah b'yadayim, and you don't apply the principle of migudis katzai when you're dealing with the case of mukza machmas iser. Wow. So the fact that the Torah imposes an iser of shita, okay. But you know what? If I can navigate that, I can resolve that in such a case, well, then I'm good to go. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes. Wow. So the Ramban writes a stunning Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have an animal. On Shabbos, an animal is off limits, no? On Shabbos, it's off limits. It's Muktzeh Machmas Iser Shita. And let's assume Sunday is Yom. Sunday is Yom. Wow. So you have, Shabbos, followed by Sunday. And this animal is omedes la'achila. This is the animal I normally shecht. But I can't shecht it on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, there's an iser shechita. Can I shecht this animal on Yom? Can I shecht this animal on Yom? You know what? It's muktzah on Shabbos. It's muktzah machmas iser. On Yom Tov, it's not muktzah machmas iser. Shechita is melechas al hanefesh. So you have an animal. Forget about eggs. Forget about milk. The animal. I want to go ahead and shift this animal on Yom Tov, which is Sunday. But yesterday, this animal was muktzah machmas iser. Muktzah machmas iser. Can I go ahead and I shift this animal on Yom Tov? So the Ramban writes a stunning chiddush. No? You know what the answer is? Yes. You ready for the chiddush? Even if you hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov is Kedushas, that's the chiddush. No, I could say, of course you can shech the animal on Yom Tov because you know what? Shabbos and Yom Tov are distinct, and what was muktzah on Shabbos is not muktzah on Yom Tov. In order to say Shabbos and Yom Tov are distinct, and what's muktzah today does not affect tomorrow. Oh, that's shtei kedushas. Let's assume, for example, Rosh Hashanah, where it's Kedusha Achas. What's Muktzah on day one remains Muktzah on day two. It's Yom HaRichter Damya. Let's say you hold Shabbos and Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas. Oh, so I would say the following Chiddush. You cannot slaughter an animal on Sunday because Shabbos and Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas, and you couldn't slaughter it on Shabbos, and therefore, Migudis Katsai. You're going to say, can Migudis Katsai last 24 hours? Yeah, and beyond, 48 hours. If you hold it, Kedusha, Rabban writes, no, that's not true. You don't say a migdis katzai when it comes to mukha machmachmas iser. I realize that today there's an iser shechita. But you know what? Tomorrow there isn't going to be an iser shechita. So I don't assume that if it's muktzah now, it muktzah remains even as Kedusha achas. And that's a great chiddush of Ramban. No? Even if you say Shabbos Yom Tov is Kedusha achas, you know what? You can go ahead and slaughter this animal on Sunday, even though you could not have slaughtered it on Shabbos, because it was Muktzah Machmas Iser Shlita. Wow. In other words, you were not Mekatzeh B'Yadayim. It's not that you designate for non-use. You know what? The Torah said it's forbidden, but I know that issue is going to resolve itself, so there is no Migudis Katzai. No? You saw that? That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. So I'll just add a point that maybe, of course, what did we discuss this very, very recently? When we were discussing cases of migudis katzai, sometimes we assume, that you know what, that if it was us, it remains us. do I have a right to be masne? Do I have a right to be masne? You know what? Specifically, it should not be the case. Oh, like the Gemara, Beitzah d'Aflam, when it comes to Noisukah, I have a right to be masne. Can I be masne on cases of real mukta? Oh, that was a big machlokas, Shishon. No? Machaber, Ramah, big machlokas. Who and who? Who and who? Oh, no? Okay, do I have to finish the sentence? No. Yeah. Machlokas Tosas the Ramban. Tosas says you cannot be masne. What was the Ramban that we saw? Where was that Ramban? No? Shabbos Dav? Chaf Aleph and Dav Yarif? No? The Ran Rice. The Sheet of the Ramban. That, you know what? That even when it comes to cases of Muktza, one could be masne. One could be masne. In other words, the reason to say Migdis Katzai is because of your Haktza. You set it apart. You made it off limits. But let's say my mindset was not that it would be off limits. You know what? I want to be masne in a case of a kos, a ka'ara, a shashis. No? That if indeed the flame goes out, I should be able to go in to use it. What was the Chiddush Ramban? That works. That works. A t'nai works even when it comes to muktza. Because mikudas katsai is a function of your haktza, no? Your haktza. Ooh. That really sounds l'shitase, no? So therefore, something that you're makatse biyadayim, a tarnagolus, which is a menes l'gadol beitzim, or a typical case of mosu shem and shebener, I set it apart, mikudas katsai. But it doesn't have to be that way. If that was not my mindset, I wouldn't apply Migdis Katzai. Oh, so guess what? If it's a case of Mukta Machmas Yisr Shrita, and I know this Shrita is going to resolve itself, because even if it's Kushachas, but tomorrow is Yantiv, where there is no Yisr Shrita, you don't assume the prince of Migdis Katzai. No? Did you see that? Okay, that's the Ramban. No? And I would just add, that's the Ramban Lashita say. That's the Ramban Lashita say. Wow, so the Ramban has so many chidushim. That Yotzim Ramukta is Mukta. You know what? But Yotzim Mukta means when you're Makatze Be'edayim. That's not true in the case of Mukta Machmas Iser. And therefore, you don't assume a Migris Katzai. And if the issue will resolve itself, guess what? It's going to resolve itself. The Iser Shabbos is not going to label it as that which is blatantly Mukta. You cannot compare a tarnagolus omeres l'gadol beitzim to a tarnagolus which is omeres l'achila on Shabbos. Because omeres l'gadol beitzim, I was mekatze biyadayim. Omeres l'achila, this is something I'm desirous of using, but there's nisr Shabbos. And therefore, that indeed is the fundamental difference. Oh, the same thing is true when it comes to cholev, cholev. What is preventing its use is because of the isr Shabbos of dosh. Oh, so in such a case, that really is not enough at all. So all I have to do is solve the ochel and the mashke problem, but I don't blatantly label it as psoles because there is an iser Shabbos. Oh, that's the chiddush the Ramban. Oh, and the Ramban l'shita say, and that is that even when you apply migdis katzai, a t'nai would work because the migdis katzai is a function of your das. Of your haksa. Wow. And this is all against the Ran. This is against the Ran. The Ran assumes, Aleph Maf and Dap Yeri. Is Yod Simen HaAsar Asar? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Chund Av Samakdal, Basayana. Yod Simen HaAsar is Asar. Is there a halacha that Yod Simen HaMukta automatically is Mukta? Is that really true? Yod Simen HaMukta automatically is considered a Mukta. Well, if that was the case, so wait a second. So an animal on Shabbos is Mukta, and therefore the milk should be Mukta, regardless of whether you milk it into a bucket of oats or whether you milk it into an empty container. A tarnagolus, which is Omedis La'achila, should automatically be Mukta, and therefore Shabbos Ba'alma, of course it's Asur. Why does the Gemara say Shabbos Ba'alma Tishdari? If the halacha really is that yotzim and mukta is mukta, and there's a beitzasa kamosa, whatever is true of the mother hen is true of the beitza that it lays, we're stuck. We're stuck. Because the Ran disagrees with this formulation of the Ramban. So therefore, that's not true. Yotzi min ha'osir is osir. Yotzi min ha'tama is tama. Chetza, no. But if you're dealing with the yotzi min ha'mukza, that's not the case. That's not the case. What do you mean that's not the case? How in the world can that not be the case? No? You have a tarnagolus, which is a medicine got a beitzi, and it lays an egg. Guess what? No. The first line in the Gemara, b'may yaskina. If it's tarnagolus, a medicine got a beitzi, my tamay, the beis shamay. Because if indeed that's the case, that the tarnagolus is a medicine got a beitzi, we view the beitza in that light as well, and therefore beitza sasura. So how in the world? Can anyone disagree? No? Yeah, that's the Ramban, no? So what is the Ran suggesting? The Ran writes, you know what? There is a halach of yotzi min ha'osu. There is a halach of yotzi min ha'tameh. But there is no halach of yotzi min ha'mukta is considered timukta. Okay. Yeah, but Targos and Medes call the Beitz, and the Beitz is forbidden. Why in the world is the Beitz forbidden? Because the muksa status that applies to the mother applies to the beitza, no? But the beitza is omedes agad beitza. You have a tarnagos is omedes agad beitza, and the beitza is asura because beitza sakamosa. So you're ready for the Ran, you saw, no? What does the Ran say about this? No. No, that's not why beitza sasura. It's not that beitza sasura is because whatever is true of the mother is true of the egg that it lays. But what? What's that? So that's unbelievable, no? The mother is the minister of beitzin. That's set aside for non-use. The beitza is not nigrer sacharein. It's not like, you know, the beitza is just a leg of the animal. It's not like an aver of the animal. The beitza is something which is independent, and the beitza is muteris. The mother is forbidden, the beitza is muteris. No, the beitza is asura. Yeah, you know why it's asura? Because that's nolad. That's nolad. Not because the beitza has the din of the mother. The beitza does not have the din of the mother. Oh, so you know what? All of a sudden now, when ayantif begins, the beitza is part of the mother, which is asura. And now all of a sudden it's laid in its independence, muteris. That's nolad. That's nolad. It's not asa because of beitzasa kamosa. It's asa because that's considered to be absolute nolad. Wow. You go from a beitza which is omedes lagadol beitzin to a laid egg which is omedes la'achila. That's considered to be nolad. That's considered to be nolad. Wow, wow. That's pretty heavy. Oh, so the next step. So why not argue as follows? This can be true on Shabbos Ba'alma Tishtari. Shabbos Ba'alma Tishtari. You go from a beitza which, although it's omedes la'achila, yeah, but there's an iser shchita, and all of a sudden it lays an egg, and there is no iser shchita. No? So therefore, the hen was aser, and the beitza is mutter. Why isn't that nolad? Why isn't that nola? If the whole assumption is iser to heter is nola, so why isn't it nola on the beis mabeis? Why does the Gemara say Shabbos Ba'al Tishtari? Why isn't it a nola problem or a dosh problem when you're going from an animal where there is an iser to the mashka which is not? Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Ran. B'med v'rem amurim. When do I say that the object is considered to be non-ochel, and going from non-ochel to ochel is called nolad? When do I say yatsa mitoras ochel? That's if something inherently is. A tarnagolus, which is a menes lagadol beitzin, haktsa. But if in principle it's a menes lachila, it's just that there's an iser Shabbos, you know what? The Isser of Shabbos does not convert it to that which is Yatzasa Meitoras Ochel. To argue now, that would be a problem of Nolan. Ooh, that's how the Ran understands now. Very, very different from the Ramban. a tarnagolus, which is omednes negado beitzin, is yatsa samitaras ochel. So ochel, which is ba machmas a tarnagolus omednes negado beitzin, that's no hud. But if you have a tarnagolus, which is omednes lachila, but there's an iser shabbos, but you know what? Its essence, its composition, is omednes lachila. Omenes lachila to omenes lachila. It's not called nola. That's the chiddush of the Ran, no? That's something which is stunning. And why exactly is that true? So the Ran cites the language of the Gemara in Shuas Daf Chavez, because after all, that isuruhu derevia alayu ke'arye ba'alma. Because the Isser Shabbos, it's an Isser. Just like, for example, that, you know what, you can have a lion standing in a path. So effectively, the lion is impeding, it's blocking, but not inherently. Ooh, that which is isuruhu derevia alayhu, that is insufficient to go in and to argue that, you know what, now it is called nanoch. So a world of difference between nanochel as opposed to ochel, which is inaccessible. Non-ochel, and then ochel, is called nolav. That which is inaccessible, and all of a sudden the lion walks away, and now it's accessible. Why is that called nolav? Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ran Shita. And the Ran disagrees completely this Ramban. And the Ran writes the following, you ready? That, Enochinami. If Sunday is Yantiv, you cannot shech that animal. Because Shabbos, it was Aser. And if it's Muktzah Machmas Iser on Shabbos, and I'll have to add a line, and you hold Shabbos Yantiv is Kedush Achas, Migud is Katzai, and therefore there's an Iser Shniti even on Yantiv. Against the Ramban. The Ran's Mafurish against the Ramban. No, the Ramban writes explicitly. No, Daf Aleph. The Nim says Omer, and therefore I say the following: that if you have a Muktzah Machmas Iser, and therefore this animal cannot be subject to Shechita, even though it's only Machmas Shabbos, but still it's Oser. There's a concept of Migadis Katzoi. So why doesn't that carry over to the next day? The answer is because Shabbos Yom Tov Shtei Kedushos. But if you would hold Kedusha Achas, it would carry over to the next day. Of course, against the Ramban. The Ran says clearly, we do assume Migdis Katzai when it comes to cases of Muktzah Machmas Iser, against the Kiddush the Ramban. Why is it then that we distinguish between Legado Beitzim as opposed to a case of Omenes Lachila? Because Omenes Lachila, here the barrier, that which is impeding its use, is Isuruhu, Zuravia Alayu, and therefore that is insufficient. That's a quote from a Sugya in Shuas and Daf Chaf Beis, where the Gemara raises the following. No? Rava raised the following suffix. A person goes ahead and makes Ishua, Shua, Shalo, Ochal, Afar. I will not eat dirt. Okay? Whatever. No? So forget about the I won't eat dirt. Not, why in the world? I won't eat dirt. Right? Rabbi's question, what's the shear? Is the shear a kazayis or a shear a kolshim? Because when you're dealing with midi da achila, a shear is always a kazayis. Mais achila is always a kazayis. So if a person says, I won't eat, the shear is a kazayis. A person here said, I won't eat dirt. The Gemara says, so bekama, what is the shear? Kazayis or kolshim? The Gemara says, Tifshot mi nevela. If a person makes a shua that he won't eat nevela, the shir is a kazayis. And even though you argue the nevela is not royal achila, but if he says, I will not eat, the verb means a kazayis. So the Gemara suggests what's true of nevela is true of afar. And the Gemara is madche, that certainly is not true. Afar is lav bar achilahu. Objectively, it's lav bar achila. And therefore, maybe the shir is a koshu. Nevela is basachila. And that's the quote of the Ran. Now, it's forbidden achila, but it's royal achila. the difference between something that is royal achila, although it's asura as opposed to something that is not at all royal achila. So that's the chiddush of the Ram. If you have a beitzah which is omedes lagado beitzim, yasusa mitoras ochel, and therefore the beitzah is asur because of nolad. If it is a tarnagolus which is omedes lachila, isuruhu dravia alayu, and therefore there is no nolad, and there's no halach of yotzim and amuktzah muktzah, and therefore the Gemara says that Shabbos bama tishtari, and the answer is that, ooh, enochinami, you're right. This is all part of a gzeira drabanan. Right, you have to chazal this. Now that's pretty heavy. This is my focus between the Ran and the Ramban. This notion of the Ram that there's a difference between something that is not royal, because the chetza, I was mekatze biyadayim, as opposed to something where in principle yes, but in practice not, because it's out of my reach, it's out of my reach. You know, there is a fundamental machlokas rishonim regarding Isurei Torah, regarding Isurei Torah. To what extent do we argue that really Isurei Torah are Yisur Chetza? To what extent do we argue it's an Isur Gavra? Maybe one could distinguish between various Isurei Torah, maybe various Isurei Torah, maybe some, maybe Mestaba, that's Nisr Chefza, maybe Machalos Asuros, maybe Nisr Chefza, Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is only considered to be that which is in Isur Gavra. It doesn't change the composition of, but rather there are certain things that I may or may not do, I may or may not do. That's a pretty heavy, that's a heavy deal. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Hesven Daraisim, Klal Yud, right, raises the fundamental issue. What is the status of Isurei Torah? What is the status of an Isur L'zman, like Shabbos? Do I really say inherently that the Chefetz is Nesar? Or do I assume it's not true? You know, on a very simple level, the Diuk of the Magen Avos. Now that when the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Engel presents the Lamatos Malachos, it doesn't say Ktsira, it doesn't say Charisha, it doesn't say Zriya, it says Zoreya, Choresh, Kotzer. It doesn't use nouns, it uses verbs. No? One who does. It says, you know, he thinks that Diuk is pretty compelling. Maybe it means that really the status of Yisurei Shabbos are considered to be that which is Yisurei Gavra. Maybe one could argue that's true when it comes to other Yisurim as well. There's like a Ritva Nedarim, Adaf Yud Gimla Beis, where the Ritva writes Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Gavra. You know, the Mishnah Adam, Daf Yud Gimel says the following. A person makes a neder. Ish ki yidor neder. Ad shi yidor bedavar hanadu. Ad shi yidor bedavar hanadu. You know what? I want to forbid this loaf of bread. I can say, konam laikikar zeke hektish. This is forbidden, like hektish is forbidden. That's good. No? You know what that's called? That's called atfasa. Atfasa. Okay? You know what the Ran writes? And Shuas and Daf Ches and Daf Yarid. Even if you don't say it. I didn't say kehekdish. Konam like kikar zeh. That's what it means. This is inherently aser, as hekdish is inherently aser. Because the Gemara writes, the Dram Daf Beis, the Neder is nisr chefza. Nisr chefza. So a Mishnah, Dram Daf Yud Gimel, that you know what? It has to be a davar hanadur. It can't be a davar ha'aser. I can't say that, you know what, this loaf of bread is forbidden to me like nevela. I can't say that this is forbidden to me like chazer is forbidden to me. I can say kikar is also like kehektish. What in the world is the difference in kehektish as opposed to nevela? What's the difference of them? So I would say something very, very simple. Now, when it comes to a neder, I am creating the iser. I'm creating the iser. I declare this is usher to me like that. So if I say this is us like hektish, good. Hektish requires a hakdasha. But if I say this is usher like nevela, who in the world are you? You're created the iser, this is nevela. It's not congruous that the iser neder you're creating is haba me'atzmo, and this iser Torah is ba me'ela. That's what I would say is posh of shat. No, that what's wrong with being matfis on a davar asa? Well, what's wrong with that? No. Because the whole notion of fuss is, I am creating an iser, just as what? How do you finish this sentence? Just like I created, you created what? This is nevela, this is trefa, this is chazer. Absolutely not true. That's what the Ran writes. That's not what the Ritva writes. The Ritva writes the following Kiddush. To have a Hatfasa Zeh Kazeh, you know what you need? You need an Isser Heftza. You need something that sticks, no? Something as of Tosefes Kedusha, I can say Zeh Kazeh, Zeh Kazeh. You know what the problem with Dabar Aser is? The Ritva is Mefurish. That what do you mean? That when it comes to Chaz, when it comes to Naveva, Ein Gufan Aser? But what do you mean that there's an Isser Achila that you have, you cannot partake of, but you can't generate Isser Achila off of an Isser Torah, because Isser Torah, Isser Gavra, oh, that's that Kiddush that the Ritva writes. That's like something which is stunning. But what is the status of Isser Torah, and maybe more specifically, what would the status be of an Isser Lizman, like an Isser Shabbos or an Isser Yantin? There you can really say, b'chetza, b'chetza. That's the Chiddush of the Ran here. That when it comes to an Isser Shabbos, not b'chetza. So if something is designated for non-use, that's a lach in b'chetza. Are you d'Rabbi Levi means that there's an Isser Gavra in such a case that, you know what, that if that's true, so then Shabbos Fama, Tishnari. We don't assume that that's called Nola. We don't assume that that's called Nola. Wow, that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. Maybe we'll discuss before Rosh Hashanah. But you know, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufay Mabez, and Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nav Kufay Mabez, says the following Kiddush. Rachman al-Aslan, a person hears that a relative has died. And he rips Kriya on Shabbos. He rips Kriya on Shabbos. Oh, that's the Gemara Shabbos, Kufay Mabez. Afal pi shemachalas ha-Shabbos, yatsi yidei Kriya. You know what? Even though Korea, that's one of the malachos. One of the malachos. So even though you're Machal Shabbos, you fulfill the mitzvah being Korea Omeso. Afal Pisha Machal Yasrekri. That's the end of the Gemara. No? Yerushalmi raises the following kasha. Why isn't that called a mitzvah Babeveir? Why is that called a mitzvah Babeveir? And Yerushalmi's example is stunning. Maishnami Matzah Gzula. Maishnami Matzah. You eat stolen matzah, you're not Yosei. So if something is created illicitly, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. What's the difference between matzah gzula as opposed to korea b'shabbos? That's the kashya of Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi writes like the stunning answer. Taman gufa isur. Matzah gzula, the chifts is nesa. The chifts is nesa. Gezel doesn't just simply mean that I violate a gezel. That's true. But you know what? The object, stolen merchandise, stolen property, they're kinyanik neva, kinyanik zela. The iser gezel is impactful not only on gavra but in chetza. You cannot use a chetza shalavera for the purpose of a mitzvah. Bramacha, when it comes to a case of Shabbos, korem esu, hu da avin isura. Hu da avin isura. That's stunning. No, Yerushalmi's mefurish. Chilul Shabbos will never result in mitzvah b'aveira. Because the kera, the chetz is nesar. The chetz is nesar. Hu da avid isur. Hu da avid isur. That's like a stunning Yerushalmi. That in order to label something as mitzvah b'aveira, you have to have the type of aveira that somehow affects the chetz of shal mitzvah. Gezel. Maybe avodah zara. A person's oved avodah zara. It's not just simply he violated avodah zara, but now it's a chetz of shal avodah zara. It's a chefter shal Shabbos. A chefter shal chilul Shabbos. Yerushalmi is mafurish. No, that's not true. That's not true. Hu da'avid yisura. Hu da'avid yisura. I often mention that Yerushalmi, right, saves us from an incredible paradox. No? Because let's assume you were to disagree. Let's assume you were to hold that Korei Omeso is a problem mitzvah b'aveira. So that would mean you're not Yotze, the Chiv of Kriya. If you're not Yosef the Chiv of Kriya, you know what that means? You just wasted your suit. No? Wasting your suit? Ripping unnecessarily? You know what that's called? That's called Mekalkel. And guess what? If it's Mekalkel, it's not Chilul Shabbos. And if it's not Chilul Shabbos, you should be Yosef the Mitzvah of Kriya. No? If you're Yosef the Mitzvah of Kriya, then... So that's what we call a galgal hakosa. Get you on a good day, I'll give you a whole list of phases of a galgal hakosa. How do you resolve those paradoxes? No? But this is resolved. Oh, Yerushalmi writes, it's not called a mitzvah ba'aveihem. But it's something which is stunning. That's the chiddush of Aram. That's very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. Let's start the next point, because there is a chiddush in Tosfos I hope you kind of picked up on, and this is what we'll have to discuss. You know, the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Bet tells us the following: Gabi Yantif, Sasam Antana Karabi Yehuda, as we discussed now, that Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, Masechus Beit, so the chomer like Rabbi Yehuda. For example, now the Gemara quotes Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis. Good. Ein Mevaken Eitzim in Hakoros. Ein Mevaken Eitzim in Hakoros. You know what? You have beams. Beams are quite expensive. No, beams are set aside for non-use. You're not going to use a beam to fuel the fire. No, typically. But, okay, for whatever reason, a shortage of whatever it is, the person wants to use this beam to go out and fuel a fire. So the Mishnah says, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Ein Mevaken Eitzim in HaKoros. Ein Mevaken Eitzim in HaKoros. You cannot go ahead and do so. You cannot go ahead and just take your beam and to chop it up as logs to fuel a fire. You can't do that. And furthermore, and let's say there's a beam that cracks, you cannot go ahead and use that beam to fuel a fire. So halacha A of the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph, Ein Mevaken Eitzim in HaKoros. Halacha B, Lomen HaKoros Ish V'yantif. Oh, that's an indicator that Sasam Rebbe Karabi. Good? So Tosus is immediately bothered. Now, what's the Raya? Where do you see this in the Mishnah? That this follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you see this? So Tosus writes a Chiddush that, you know what? Lo Maisi Mereisha. Guess what? The Gemara is just quoting the whole Mishnah, no? But the first line of the Mishnah is no raya whatsoever. Ein levaken etzim in hakoros. That's machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Well, why is it machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon? Everybody agrees that's us. Well, why is that true? Oh, because Tosfos says immediately, hakoros, beams. Beams is muktzamachmas tisarim kis. Muktzamach miskesaron kisim achogis rabbinu rabbi shimon. Not true. Let's assume, for example, you have something where, because of its value, duch kamiyachila, you set it aside. We'll have to analyze exactly what is a muktzamach miskesaron kis. You know, but something as a result of its special nature, you're going to set it aside for non-use. You don't have a typical klisha malachta le'isser as an example. You know what that means? Let's be more specific. Not klisha malachta le'isser. I would say the following. A klisha rov malachta le'isser, but miut malachta le'heter. I have a hammer. A hammer typically is used for banging in a nail. That's malachta le'isser. But you know what? You can use a hammer to crack open a nut, which is not true. You have a kli that has multiple usages. Most are forbidden, some are not. A kli shemalach d'lisser. What if you have something which is literally kol malach d'lisser? It's a specialized instrument. You're only going to use it for this, and you're never going to use it for anything else. You're not going to use it for those types of things. That's more than just a kli shemalach d'lisser. That's duchem yachidla. I'm only going to use it for this which is forbidden, and there is no utility that's permitted. Maybe that's called a muktzamach masnisarim kis. It doesn't have to be that valuable. It just has to be something where, because of its nature, its use is forbidden, and I'll set it aside for non-use. You know, it can be worth very, very little. Very, very little. To call something a muktzamach masnisarim kis. It can be worth a lot. It can be worth very, very little. Right? You have a camera. You know what? You're going to use the camera for this and for that. No? A camera is going to use for, it's a specialized instrument for this, and therefore it is a muktzamach masnisarim kis. You know, it can be worth a fraction of a penny, but maybe it's still called a muktzamach masnisarim kis. No, you know, maybe this is generational, but you know. Rav Moshe writes, you have a blank piece of paper. How much is that worth? you know, I get a whole ream of paper for that. How much is one piece of paper worth? A fraction of a cent, let's assume. No? Maybe today's, maybe a penny now? No? Used to be a fraction of a cent? No? Like, yeah, but a piece of paper is used for writing. What else is a piece of paper used for? No? And it's not duchum yachava. You buy a ream of paper and you just throw it all over the floor. You wouldn't do that, no? Duchum yachava. Well, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu says, called the Muktzamach Meskisankis. No? A postage stamp. Not worth a tremendous amount of money, but a Muktzamach Meskisankis. It's something that doesn't have multiple utility. It has one purpose, and I'm going to set it aside for non-use, and a Muktzamach Meskisankis. So which is surprising. Rav Moshe wrote a Kiddush that a blank piece of paper is a Muktzamach Meskisankis. Let's say you have all your sheer notes, no? You're also generational now. You have blank pieces of paper. You have written pieces of paper, no? You don't want to write such a chiddush. Where do you keep them? In a loose leaf or in a spiral, no? If it's a spiral, that's all considered to be one unit. And hopefully the written pages are worth more than the blank pages, no? It was a good sheet, no? Okay. Let's assume it's a loose leaf. It's a chiddush as an example that, you know what? That each piece is by itself. You don't treat a loose leaf as a single unit. No, because you take out the pages. Which would mean that, you know what, the blank pages are Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis, even in the loose leaf that has full pages. You know? Like that's pretty heavy. Now that's pretty heavy. But when my children were young and they had to say Divrei Torah on Shabbos because the Rebbe gave them, sometimes they're okay. Most of the time they were, okay, you know? But they had to take out the Divrei Torah before, couldn't keep it in the loose leaf. No? Because it was full of all these blank pages. Now I have a Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis with the potential basis of the Rasa. Now we'll have to learn that, like the details. No? But Tosus writes, a Korah is Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. How is that any Raya, the Sosim L'Krab Yudas? You know what Tosus says? It's not a Raya. Lo Maisin Reisha. The whole Raya is from the same. How does that change? Oh, so Tosus like fills in blanks. That's referring to a Korah that broke. If it broke, it must have been a Korah Re'uah. It didn't break Yeshmi. It must have been weak. If it was really weak, Yoshev U'mitzapen. And that's a Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi. The Raya is not from the Reisha. It's only from the Seifa. And the Seifa is talking about a Korah Shenishpera, and not that suddenly, but gradually. And if it's a weak Korah, you know what? Rabbi Shimon says a weak Korah, you anticipate it's going to break and it's not considered Timoktsa. That indeed is the Raya. Wow. Doesn't sound so smooth, no? But okay, the Raya is from only the Seifa, not the Reisha. And the Seifa, Bemed Ramamurim, that Mistama Haisromi Esma, and therefore Bahami Kiyoshiv Mitzapa. Okay. But that's the Raya. Yeah, but what Tosa says sounds absolute. No, because Ein mavak and eitzim and akoros is muktzamach meskisaron kis. Muktzamach is not a machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Everyone agrees with that. What's missing here? What does Tosus not even mention? That wait a second. This is what I want you to work on. Now, does everybody agree to muktzamach meskisaron kis? Of course. That's not a machlokas. I have a camera, and I want to know what is the status of the camera. Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. You say, yeah, but Rabbi Shimon says ain't muktzah. No. Rabbi Shimon agrees to Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. Of course that's true. What's happening in this case then? That somehow Tosus is ignoring, no? But how do you ignore this? Oh. We're talking about the following case. You have a Korah, which is Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. You have a Korah, which is Muktzamach. I understand. But you know what? I now want to use it to fuel the fire. We're not talking about I have a camera, and I want to use it as a camera, and I want it to remain a camera. Am I allowed to move it? That's Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. What are we talking about here? Something that was a Korah. So guess what? When Yontif began, it was a Korah. And that's Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. But obviously, I am deciding right here and now on Yontif, that I want to use it to fuel the fire. Well. Here's someone's house, you know, they bring out this nice roast. They bring out this really fancy knife to cut the roast, to cuff the roast. You say, where'd you get that knife? Oh, that knife. That's my Gizmo Shomila. That's my Mila knife. My Mila knife. No. That's Rabbi Kevier's case in Shulchan Aruch. No. A Mila knife is Muktzamach Masisaron Kis. Yeah, but you know what? What am I missing? You know what that case is? That Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. That's a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron case coupled with what? That's a straight Muktzah Machmas Chisaron case. That's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron case coupled with Nigris Kasai. No? Muktzah Machmas Chisaron case means that, you know what? This is Muktzah. I want it to remain Muktzah. I want to remain that this is my camera that means taking pictures. But for whatever reason, you know, I want to use this to go ahead and to hold open the door. You know what I'm going to tell you? That's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron case. You can't use your camera as a paperweight. You can't use it to prop open the door. But let's assume the following. I no longer want to use it as this. I no longer want to use it as a beam for building. Clearly, mevakin means I'm using it to fuel a fire. To say that's usser, you have to say that, you know what, that the status of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis remains, even though I changed my mind. What's that called? Remaining, even though you changed your mind? That's called Migdus Katzai. What's Migdus Katzai? That you know from last week. No, Migdus Katzai, Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalet is Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon denies Migdus Katzai. So of course this is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because we're not talking about a case where it remains Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. We're talking about where you decided on Shabbos to go ahead and to change its status. In order to say that's us, or you have to say the prior status sticks. The prior status remains. No? The prior status remains. That's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That's exactly the Ha'ara of Rabbi Kevega. Simon Shinches, Sif Aleph, where Rabbi Kveger writes, Vitzarech Le'iyun Gadol. Now, let's assume, for example, you have your Mila knife. Rabbi Kveger writes, a Mila knife is a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Do not use that Mila knife to cut your steak. No? It's a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. But what happens, Rabbi Kveger writes, Im B'Shabbos, Ritzono Shalo Lahachsek Od, Hasak in the Mila? Let's say you decide on Shabbos. I'm not going to use this anymore as a Mila knife. I'm only going to use it as a knife to cut other things. So therefore, that's a Mishu of Migdus Katzai. And Migdus says, Machlok, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser. And that's exactly our Gemara. That Sasam Latana Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Kveger writes, "Va'ayin betosos beis madeis b'tzarach yimgad." No, why does Tosos say there's no riot from the Reisha? And you have to come out to Yoshev u'metzapeh. What if the Reisha is migdus katzai? Migdus katzai. If you take a look at the Mishnayis in the Sechus Beitza, no, the old Mishnayis, right? Now there's the Pirush of the Or Gadol. The Or Gadol, that he was known as the Gadol Miminsk. He says, Rabbi Shimon doesn't always deny Migdus Katzai. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But he just writes, he thinks it's the Rabashur. That Rabbi Shimon is moded to Migdus Katzai, Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. But realize, all right, that we're going to have to discuss now. Realize the Chiddush is a combination of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis coupled with Migdus Katzai. And Rabbi Kveger is very bothered. Poshev Shatosis assumes that there are going to be cases of Migdus Katzai that even Rabbi Shimon is moded to. It depends on the type of Muktzah. And that's why Tosis says there's no raya at all from the Reisha. Rabbi Shimon denies Migdus Katzai sometimes, but not all the time. And this would be a case that even Rabbi Shimon admits to Migdus Katzai. Oh, so that we have to now work on a little bit. Now, when indeed is that true? So those are the Rama comments that I wanted you to take a look at. No? So I'll have to pick up tomorrow. But realize, now if you haven't seen it, no. That's the secret of this Tosus. No? There's another variable that Tosus just assumes you obviously know. No? And that's the Mitzmach B'Selim Kis, coupled with the Midas Katsai, but Tosus Hashit is, that's forbidden according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kivegeretz, he doesn't think that that's true. No? So I have to see the basis of that Machlokes.